CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Well, for the love of Mike. Now, what are you doing wandering around downstairs at 4 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I certainly didn't mean to wake you, dear.
Honey, what are you doing?
I couldn't sleep. I've hardly slept all night. All I've done is doze and then wake up and then I'd drop off again and wake right up. And each time I'd start to think about all I had to do this week, I'd start trying to organize things in my mind. Oh, I don't know how
many. Now, look, there isn't anything so important that you have to lose sleep over it.
I just do not know how we're going to get everything done. I thought, well, I'll get up and see, you know, if I can't make out a schedule.
Oh, honey, you and your schedule.
And if I don't get organized, we absolutely will not have all those things ready for the bazaar on Saturday. This is Wednesday. We have to go to the school tonight. Parents and children, Betsy will be terribly disappointed if we don't go and see the display of projects that they've made all year.
All right, all right, all right, we'll go. Now, look, we won't be there late, though, see? We'll go early so we can take Bobby and then get home by 8 o'clock,
he's
all right?
He's never kept up until 8. He will be cross as a bear.
All right, he'll be cross as a bear, then. We're not going to pay a babysitter for 1 hour. Besides, he'll probably love it, as a matter of fact. He likes crowds of people, you know.
Well, tomorrow is the dress rehearsal for Betsy's dance recital. She has to be there by 6:45. Miss Comer said they're going to start right on the dot at 7, and if she says so, believe me, they will.
All right, all right. So, then you'll get Betsy home early, and while you're...
Now, I've got it figured out that you'd better take her.
There's
some sewing to be done on the headdresses for this spring bazaar thing, and since you can't sew, I'd better do that part.
All right. I can't sew, so I'll take her.
Then Friday night is the Brownie and Girl Scout pageant that Betsy's in. We have to go to that. I really just do not see when we are going to get time to make 300 headdresses for this bazaar by Saturday. Oh. Now, I really...
Now, darling, look, somehow, I don't know how, but somehow we will get them done.
Yeah,
now, it's
4 know.
O'clock
I
in the
know.
Morning. You are not going to lose any more sleep over it. Now, come on back to bed, and we'll discuss it in the morning. Will you please put that paper and pencil down and eat breakfast with me?
I have to figure out what I have to buy today, and I wish you would help me.
Boy, the next time you tell anyone that you'll be chairman of anything.
There will never be a next time. This has certainly taught me a lesson. You realize that this entire week is being devoted to making these idiotic headdresses for the spring bazaar this entire week.
Well, honey, it's your own fault. When Mrs. Houston asked you to be chairman of the makeup committee, you should have found out then what it involved.
I told you why I had to.
I know, and you get mad at me, but you women are always so flattered to be asked to be chairman of things. See if my egg is done.
I told her I was watching something on television when she called. People get mad when you say you don't want to talk because you're watching something.
I know.
So I just quickly said yes to get her off the phone.
The point is
that today I have to buy various things to make these headdresses. Now, you have offered to help.
That's my egg.
And as I see it, I'll need 36 yards of red cambric for the pirates. I can get 2 pirates out of each yard. That's 72 pirates. And I have to buy 72 brass curtain rings for the pirate earrings.
You want to take it out before it's hard-boiled?
What?
My egg.
Then I'll need flowers and veiling for the bride headdress.
Never mind, I'll get it.
And then why you don't have time to shop for all that, honey? You're going to be...
I'm talking about my egg.
Well, I wish you would help me with this. I have to buy these things today. You realize we're going to be up late every single night? Every single night you're making these headdresses?
What I realize is that the next time you say you'll be chairman of anything... Now, I want you to remember
just
this.
Just don't start that again, will you? Please, right. Just don't start again. Now, help me make up the list before you go to work. Well, I called to see if you had any time to help us, Anne. We've got 300 headdresses to make before Saturday. Brides and pirates and sleeping beauties and Indians, and we just go, you what?
Well, I'll tell you one thing. I haven't any time to sit around in the morning while you phone your friends. Now, look,
yeah.
Hold on, Anne.
Hold on. Just a minute, please. Honey, I'll be right with you. I just wanted to call Anne to see if she can help me today. I've got to have
something. Well, hurry up, will you? Will you hurry up? Because I have got to get to work.
I will. I'll just be a second. Anne? No, I am chairman of the makeup committee, but I thought all along it was just a matter of putting makeup on the children for some entertainment they were putting on, you know, a play or something. And it turns out that isn't it at all.
I'm writing down Indian feathers on your list. You forgot that.
No, Ann, what it means is, just found it out 2 days ago.
Indian feathers.
The children pay 25 cents to be made up like a, well, a, you know, a pirate or an Indian. That's for boys. And for girls, they can be a bride or a sleeping beauty. You know, something like that. You put makeup on them and give them a little headdress. And we have to make the headdresses. Yes, I just found it out.
I have got to get going.
Well, Ann, I have to get some people to help, and everyone is working on something else now because it's so late, you know. It's a bizarre Saturday, and I have to get some workers. Well, look just,
for the love of Mike.
Hold on, Aunt Donna. I'll be right with you. Just a second. Look, Ann, just don't tell anyone else you'll work in any other booth in the bazaar until I get organized. Maybe you can help me, then.
Come on, hang up.
All right. I'll call you back later, Ann.
Hang up.
Yeah. All right.
Hang up.
Thanks, Ann. Goodbye. She's going to try and help us. Please don't stand next to me and yell, hang up.
Well, girl, I got to go, I tell
you.
Fine, all right. Now,
did you look over my list of things to buy?
Yes, and I didn't see you. I saw you. You didn't write down feathers for the Indian headdresses.
Oh, didn't I?
So I wrote that down for you.
All right, I'll get some of those at the dime store. Those big Indian cheap headdresses.
Yeah.
Then we can take them apart, put one feather each, staple it on the cardboard headband. I mean, that's...
Staple it?
Yeah.
Oh, you mean on the... Yeah, don't forget to buy some rubber bands or to fasten the headbands on with, you know.
Rubber bands.
Yeah.
Rubber bands. I'll write that right down.
And you
rubber
said you're getting what? Veiling?
Veiling,
for the
yes. White veiling, yes.
And artificial flowers.
Five little white artificial flowers, you know, for the each side of the, the headdress.
All right. And now then, how are you going to fasten them on the children's heads? Not with thumbtacks on, huh?
Bobby pins.
Well, all right. You'll need bobby pins then.
Oh, dear, I'll need bobby pins for both the brides and the Sleeping Beauty crowns. Now, if I had 80 brides and 40 Sleeping Beauty crowns to put on, let's see how many.
120 bobby pins you'll need. 120.
Yeah, that. Well, I'll need one on each side to hold the headdress. Then you can't just see. You'll need
two
bobby pins for each child.
Okay, I got it all figured out. That's true. For, you know, for each one, 240 bobby pins.
Oh, 240. Come 20 on a card or something, don't they? How many is that? What do I ask
240.
For?
240. About 20 dozen. Yeah. Now, look here.
20 remember dozen you, bobby pins.
Remember, you've got to work it out so you don't spend more than you'll be taking in.
240, what do you mean?
I mean, the purpose of the Spring Bazaar is to make money. I mean, if you only charge the children 25 cents, are you listening? To get made up and have some sort of headdress, you've got to figure out how much the makeup costs. Plus the material you have to buy for the headdress.
What do you mean?
I mean, you have to figure up how much feathers, nylon net for the brides, these bobby pins, lipstick, and rouge and rubber bands, and this red, what do you call it, material for the pirates, plus curtain rings for their earrings. I mean, you got to price all these things, don't you understand?
What do you mean?
What do you mean? What do I mean? You keep saying, what do I mean?
Well, I don't know what you mean.
I'm telling you what, you're going to, if you're going to make any profit, you've got to spend less than what you charge. That's what I mean.
But I can't think of that now,
yeah,
for
well,
heaven's
by
sake.
By jumping Jupiter, you better think of that now. I told you last night to find the treasurer of this bazaar and get the money that you'll need.
His wife is having a baby.
That's got nothing to do with it. Let his wife have a baby, but if you don't get the expense
don't
money.
Don't shout. Just throw your point.
You don't get the expense money in advance and then return what you don't spend. You're going to have one fine time trying to get reimbursed $30 or $40.
Oh, it shouldn't be that much. Stop worrying.
Well, all right. Now, what do 20 bobby pins cost?
I don't know.
That's the least of it. You just blithely write down 36 yards of material for these pirates, 20 yards of material for the bride. Now, if you're only charging children 25 cents to be made up, you can't spend that much for each one of you if you expect to have any profit.
Oh, I see what you mean.
Oh, at last, she sees what I mean.
But I don't know what things cost. I haven't been shopping yet. And with only 3 days to make everything, on top of going to the school tonight for the project display, and Betsy's dance recital, dress rehearsal tomorrow, and Brownie, and the Girl Scout pageant on night on Friday, I don't see how I can shop around to get the best bargains. I'll just have to buy the things so we can stay up all night, every night until Saturday morning making them.
All right. Now, look, I have only one thing to say. The next time you get involved...
I don't want to hear you say it again, if you don't mind. I just don't want to hear you say it again. Now, we may wind up getting a divorce over the spring bazaar, but I'm doing the best I can, and I'm sorry you didn't marry someone who is better organized.
Oh, all right, darling. Buy what you have to buy. We'll juggle the finances tonight.
Betsy, now you go straight to sleep, honey. I don't want another word out of you. Your mother has a headache, and she's had a hard day.
No, just don't be cross with Betsy.
I'm being cross.
I'm all right.
Is your headache any better?
No.
No?
I can't spend the rest of the evening lying on the sofa. Did you get Bobby to bed all right?
Oh, yeah, sure. He dropped right off. Now, come on, honey. Perk up. Don't let things like this get you down.
Well, I am so worn out from shopping all day for these things.
Tommy, you got everything. You said Ann was coming over to help work with us tonight.
Yes, but with all my shopping, the red cambric for the Pirates costs 39 cents a yard, which means that's 18 cents right there. And the brass curtain rings for the earrings are sewn on one side.
Look, we won't sew them on. We'll staple them on. It's much easier.
Yes, that's a good idea.
Yeah,
it's
staples.
Well, they cost 4 cents each. And then the rubber dagger that I got for the Pirates, they have a rubber handle, you know.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And they were 6 cents each.
Yeah.
So that's 28 cents that each pirate makeup is going to cost. And since we only charge 25 cents, far from making a profit, we're going to be losing 3 cents on each pirate.
Yeah, well,
that's just
the
pirate.
Heck with it. All right.
And the veiling for the bride costs more than I thought, to say nothing of the artificial flowers.
Well, look, never mind the bride. We'll concentrate on the pirates tonight. Now, last night we did the Indian headband, so, you know.
You still have to staple an Indian feather on each one, and let's see. They
look, it is Wednesday night. We only have 2 more days to go to make 300 headdresses for this charm bazaar. Now, look, instead of worrying about the money.
You were the one who was worried about it.
All right, I am too.
I mean, I don't know why I said that. I'm worried about it, too. I spend $32 today, and if we don't get reimbursed by the treasurer of the bazaar, and if my booth loses money, how do I get involved in these idiotic things? Never again. Never again.
When you belong to a community, you have to be part of it, even if it means sitting up half the night or several nights so that our children and our friends' children can have fun spending 25 cents of their allowance being made up as Indians or pirates or brides or sleeping beauties at the spring bazaar. Well, honey, this is the kind of thing a child remembers for the rest of his life.
A child? Something I'm going to remember the rest of my life, too. I figured up that I went to 22 stores today. 22 to get all the various things.
The bazaar is
make...
Saturday. Need I remind you? Come on now. We'll be up half the night as it is.
Where's the
now,
stapler?
I'll start stapling the Indian feathers on while you start cutting that red cambric for the pirates.
The stapler
then,
stuff.
Tomorrow, you see.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
This was an original old radio broadcast, presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Carol Hawkins, thank you.